This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. national elections are nearing, and there are fears about growing Russian efforts to undermine the American democracy that could affect the U.S. military as well, in addition to any effort to affect the election outcome. Meantime, U.S. President Trump has been on the campaign trail, saying the opposition Democrats would reverse the country's economic momentum.
If they take power, they will try to erase our gains and eradicate our progress. Can't let that happen. The Democrats want to raise your taxes. They want to restore job-killing regulations. They want to shut down your steel mills, and that will happen.
The president was campaigning at the time of his comments in the state of Indiana. Former President Barack Obama campaigned in the state of Florida. AP's Ed Donahue.
Obama says Republicans are following a familiar playbook this year.
Try to terrify folks. And then the election comes and problem suddenly magically vanishes.
This year, the former president said the big issue is what he called a bunch of poor refugees a few thousand miles away.
They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border.
And Republicans have been trying to overturn Obama's health care law and came close to doing it.
If they keep control of Congress, you better believe they're coming after your health care.
The final message from the former president.
Let's go vote.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of U.S. troops deploying to the southern border with Mexico has increased to more than 8,000. President Trump ordered the troops to keep a caravan of Central American migrants out of the U.S. Mr. Trump has suggested the military would shoot migrants who throw rocks at U.S. border authorities. Experts say that would be unlawful. Gunmen in Egypt attacked several buses carrying Coptic Christians, killing seven of them in the latest assault on the country's religious minority. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says that the order to kill Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi came from the highest levels of the Saudi government. He added he does not believe the Saudi king had anything to do with the murder. Daniel Bolson of Amnesty International says Saudi Arabia cannot act with impunity.
Just as they have messages for those who defend human rights, we have messages for them. For too long, they've operated under the impression that impunity is for them and that the rules are for others.
After initially denying that Khashoggi had been murdered, the Saudi government claimed he died in an unplanned rogue operation. A Saudi public prosecutor offered a different explanation last week when he said the killing was premeditated. Indonesian officials say a diver has died while recovering body parts from the wreckage of a Lion Air flight that crashed into the Java Sea just minutes after taking off Monday from Jakarta. Indonesian Navy divers have recovered one of the so-called black boxes from the wreckage, which contained crucial information on the plane's brief flight. Divers recovered the flight data recorder Thursday. They're still searching for the cockpit voice recorder. All 189 people on board were killed. Puerto Rico's government has created a committee to improve how the U.S. territory counts deaths after future disasters. AP's Mike Rossia.
The new committee that will oversee Puerto Rico's official death certification protocols and information management for future disasters will be called 920. Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico on September 20th, 2017. The Puerto Rican government's official death count from Hurricane Maria was surprisingly low at 64 until experts at George Washington University said in September 2018 that their estimate was 2,975 people died as a result of the Category 4 storm. I'm Mike Rossia.
Scientists across the world have set an ambitious goal for themselves to sequence the genome of every known life form on Earth within the next decade. The Earth Biogenome Project launched this week in London, and it's attempting to map the entire DNA of every known animal, plant, fungus, and protozoan on the planet, roughly 1.5 million species. The new project will rely on scientists contributing data from around the world, with the largest pledge so far coming from Britain's Wellcome Sanger Institute. It says it will map 66,000 species. The institute was also a large contributor to the Human Genome Project. Scientists say part of the appeal of the project is that they don't fully know what the results will lead to. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.